Distorted Constellations is an audio-visual installation by artist Wanda Ibizier, and examines the condition known as visual snow. Now, this condition creates a kind of distortion of visual perception. It's a relatively unknown condition, and Wanda herself only recently discovered that not everyone sees the world in the way she does.
Well, this prompted her to put Distorted Constellations together. It's a maze of mesh with projections and sounds. It's on now at Lighthouse, and I went there as it was being set up, and I met Wanda to find out more about the ideas behind it.
My name is Wanda Ibizier. This is Distorted Constellations at Lighthouse.
So we're in the basement of Lighthouse. It's actually being set up as we're speaking, and it's like a maze of light and colour. What's going on here?
Yeah, so we're downstairs in the install environment part of the exhibition, entering an Afrofuturist alternate reality which links to ritualized space that's kind of like linked to my brain. It's a kind of perceptual landscape which you navigate and experience a kind of alternate perceptual framework.
So this is connected to the visual snow syndrome, which is something which you have. How did you discover you had visual snow, and what does it actually mean?
Visual snow syndrome is a disorder that was discovered only a few years ago. I think it was only really named in 2014. And actually around that same time, I just happened to be talking to my parents about, and I said, oh, the sky looks really hazy tonight. And they were like, oh, no, hazy. The sky's not hazy. Maybe you've got cataracts. Go and see the optician. So I went to see the optician and did all the eye tests. They said, your eyes are fine. Your vision's great. And I said at the time, what about all those little dots that I can see? And they were like, maybe you've got dry eyes. Try some eye drops. So I tried the eye drops, but it didn't do anything. But I started researching online and just talking to more people and talking about perception in general. I happened to find this paper that had just been written about visual snow. And yeah, they realized it's this perceptual disorder. It's not in the eyes, it's neurological. Something seems to be different in some people's brains that means they see all these different things. The weird thing about it is it's not only visual. So there's things like everybody who has visual snow or experiences visual snow will see this kind of like analog TV static all the time. Most people will also have something called palynopsia, which means you see kind of after images. You know, when you look at a light source and look away, you can still see that light source. Yeah, we see these after images of everything. What I find really interesting about it is it's one of those things that demonstrates that how all our perceptual frameworks are really different. And so it's something that a few years ago nobody knew existed. And then since a few scientists have been studying it, there's suddenly thousands of people in the world, and it's growing all the time. Because it's one of those things that you might not realise until you're an adult and you're suddenly confronted by it, that you realise that not everybody else sees like that. And so it got me really interested in perception in general and how there's lots of kind of like atypical perceptual effects. For example, synesthesia, that someone might go their whole life and not realise that everybody else doesn't smell colour or hear colour. Like the real takeaway from this project for me that I'm really interested in people understanding is that actually we all have our own kind of discrete perceptual frameworks, and you really have no idea what somebody else is perceiving.
I've had a wander through here, and it's quite disorientating, not in a scary way, but it does change your perception. You're not sure if you're going forward into a light or into some kind of, there's very soft barriers here of a kind of mesh, and it does really throw out your perception of what you might see as reality.
Good, great, yeah. I think one thing I wanted to achieve with it is to give people a sense of my perceptual reality and give people a sense of disorientation and a kind of cross-modality of the senses. So scientists are beginning to understand more and more how certain senses interlink and one sense can confuse another sense. I like this idea of, how the vision and the vestibular sense, which is the sense that governs our kind of uprightness. It's a sense that really goes off key when you're drunk, for example. Okay. How those two things conflicting can impact on each other.
I guess you'll probably get a lot of people who are neurodiverse, i.e. their brains don't work in the way that the majority of people's brains work in. Coming along to this exhibition, how do you think people with different neurodiversities will approach this work? Because I would imagine you would get, for every 100 people that came in, 100 different responses.
Yeah, I hope so, and I'm really keen to hear people's responses who come. When we did it in Manchester, I had a day that was actually particularly for people who have visual snow. I think it was quite impactful witnessing a perspective that they don't normally get reflected to them. It's like, it's like looking in a mirror, seeing your own perspective like projected back towards you, literally with projection. And I was really surprised by, I had one person come up to me who said, I have synesthesia and visual snow, and this was exactly like my reality.
Wow.
And I was like, that's really interesting, because I don't have synesthesia.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting that he found a mirror in something that I wasn't even realising that I was creating. I'm hoping that a lot of neurodivergent people do come, and that they see what's similar in themselves and what's different. And I'm hoping a lot of people who wouldn't consider themselves neurodivergent come and maybe find out that they're not as normal, in inverted commas, as they thought they were.
That's Wando Abizier talking about distorted constellations. It's at Lighthouse on Kensington Street, and it runs through to May the 19th. It's Wednesday to Sunday, noon till 7 p.m, and hurrah, it's free. And Rebecca, you went to see that, so I actually popped in on my way down to the studio as well. It's remarkable, isn't it?
I loved it.
Mm.
I'm not neurodivergent. That's the expression she used to describe people with conditions similar to hers and others, and seemingly a myriad of conditions I was not aware of.
Mm.
I loved it there. She talks about it making us aware of our own discrete perceptual frameworks.
Yes.
And it's one of those things I've always said to people, whatever we as an individual see, if you and I both looked at a wall and immediately described it to someone, we would say different things. But this is on another plane. But as far as an experience, if you're thinking, well, what does that mean? What do I see if I'm not neurodivergent? I don't understand. It's kind of like being at a gig, but right up close to the lighting effects display that's going on. So there's a soundtrack, there's the lights, there's the images being broadcast in front of you. I went in, there's no one else in the main room.
Right, yeah.
And I sat down for about 15 minutes watching, and it's fascinating. I'm going to go back and sit down again. And there's a second room to sort of chill afterwards.
Yeah. I think probably every time you go there, it'll be slightly different, because when I went there, when I interviewed Wanda, when she was setting up, the technician was using these like dotted lights throughout it. And then when I was in today, there were kind of shapes of dancers moving through it all. So I think you could go at any particular time and you would see something quite different, have quite a different experience.
And the thing to note, actually, is it is accessible. You can get in there, wheelchair users. There's a lift to go down and go round it. It's also the chill-out room. I noticed, marked on it, that it's designed with people with autism in mind.
Yeah.
So it's a really accessible piece. It is free. It's right in the centre of town at Kensington Gardens. And I mean, I don't know if anyone cares what I think, but I thought it was great.
No, so. I thought it was terrific, absolutely terrific. And I think as well, for some things, you have to kind of know the backstory in order to get it. But I think this is one of those ones where you can just go in and you can just be in it, and you can just be immersed in it, spend as long as you want. But it is open for 7 hours, so you could spend 7 hours in there if you were so inclined, or, just dip in and out. But it's definitely one that I want to go back and see, and so I would definitely recommend it. So Distorted Constellations, it's at Lighthouse, Kensington Street. And just a quick reminder, it goes right the way through till the 19th of May, Wednesday to Sunday. The time is noon till 7. It's a free one.